That was the Animals, House of the Rising Sun. All right, we got Polly in the house. Polly, how you doing tonight, man?
Great, man. It's funny when I come in, our music taste is like, it matches. It really does, man.
That's right.
That right there is awesome. Yeah. Awesome song. And then we go all the way to, you know, Tupac. Like
yeah,
that.
So, love it all the way. I mean? Yeah, like, for real, the wide variety. Shit. I've always liked a little bit of everything.
It's generational.
Yeah,
and you know, you said you listen a lot, you know, on your trips and stuff. Group homes and headphones is what I always said, because I was kind of sent to a group home at a young age. Me and my brother and. You know what I mean? Living with 15 kids in like a bunker in, you know, a bunk style house. Actually, it was kind of fun. I'm glad I went through the experience. I had all these brothers, you know, and in the first place I was at, there were girls on campus, across campus in their hall. So, you know, we were coming of that age and we'd sneak out at night, and they'd had guards, you know, that would in cars that would go around the roads. You know, it was a campus, like a university style, you know, orphanage. You would picture on in your head. It's literally that. It's kind of funny, but central kitchen, they would deliver it.
How old were you when you did that?
When we went in there, I was 12 and my brother was 8.
Dude,
and that was my first.
Same stories, man.
Yeah, that was my first group home kind of thing.
I did the same thing.
Broken home before that, though, you know, squalor. Yeah, you know, it's good stuff, but group homes and headphones is what I call it, because, you know, you put your headphones on and everybody gets in their own little zone, and, you know, and that music is everything to you.
It was, and it's crazy. I did the same thing. I never really had the group home and headphone philosophy, but I definitely had headphones when I was in group homes, and, I mean, I spent 2 years of my life from about 13 to 15. In group homes and foster homes, and I'd get in trouble. I was kind of resentful, so I'd run away a lot. That was my problem, is I'd always break out and run away. And sometimes I'd talk some of the girls from coming with me.
Yeah, hey, that's the funnest night you ever had, though. Those nights of rebellion were the ones I remember, man.
Oh man, I was wild, but. It was hard, man. It's just it's definitely a whole different lifestyle, a whole different, you know, mentality to go through something like that, especially growing up at those ages, you know. I mean, that's just it's a hard time, and then to go through it like that, it's different, you know what I mean? You're there living it, you know, but the friendships that you make are a lot deeper because they're going through the same kind of stuff. You know what I mean? They empathize. They empathize more than anyone else, you know. And it's just kind of like you're the Lost Boys, you know, or whatever, and you're all kind of lost, you know.
Isn't it funny that the people that I know have the least stuff will give you the shirt off their back, and it's opposite the other way around.
Right.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And it's because they're used to dealing.
Yeah, I mean, what's
we're all used to dealing, man.
To not,
so,
mean,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, what else?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Oh, you need it? You know, I'll help out. And that's it is.
It's kinda, that's why the meat get trodden on.
Yeah.
A lot of times, my mother is the kindest, giving soul I've ever known in my life, and you know, all that giving. And I haven't seen, you know, anybody worthy to give it back in her life. And it's just sad to see, you know, beside her children, of course, but the ones that are supposed to. But, you know, she always took in the stray, and she always did that kind of thing.
Wow.
And you know, trusted the government, and you know what I mean?
Oh,
went with the flow to try to do the right thing. And they all lied to her. The government lied to her. The people that she helped lied to her. And it's just kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's maybe why I'm more wide open.
Exactly. I'm that same person, bro.
Wide open.
Dude, it's so crazy. You and me are so much alike
because
that's the same thing that kind of happened to my mom. She was a really sweet person, and I watched the world chew her up and eat her out, or just chew her up and spit her out, you know, and just it made me more resentful, you know, because I was like, sitting back, I was always like a people watcher, and I could be like, well, she's getting taken advantage of, you know what I mean? And she's being manipulated. And the you know, that's, that pisses me off, you know, yep. And now I'm a little resentful to the world that mm-hmm. they're just going to, you know, treat her this way because she's just such a nice person. And so now I'm a little angry with the world. And so I that's where my rebellious years and my, you know, screw the world, you know, yeah. I mean, Pantera, FTW, yeah. you know, I mean, yeah, yeah. It's just, it, I don't know, just seeing how ugly the world is kind of made me a little bitter, I guess, almost, but
God did it for a reason. He made us the way we are so we can be the way we are today in this day right now.
Right.
It's so we can be galvanized against evil and right. know what we're looking at. No, we know what we're looking at straight on.
Right.
And we could tell it. Right. Because we've seen it happen right. in our lives,
like, and that's hard to not be bitter still, and that's what I'm working through right now. Still, you know, is because I went through the eyes open. You know, the world's hard. You know, that it'll chew you up and spit you out if you let it. There's what I've seen firsthand with my mom. You know, to I'm never gonna let that happen to me. I'm gonna mm-hmm. chew the world up and spit it out. I'm gonna take no shit from anybody ever. I don't give a damn. To going, well, you know, maybe I need to pump the brakes a little bit. And life is a little bit give and take. And sometimes you do have to take shit. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't from things the, don't go your way and,
from the right direction. Yeah. Sometimes right, you right. deserve shit
right,
to
right,
be
right.
given to you. Right, so
right,
yeah, yeah,
right, right. And so there's just the it's been a wild, wild ride, you know, on this whole adventure of life. But yeah, I've walked a lot of different shoes. And so that's why I'm a little more empathetic to try and open up to everyone and be like, you know, hey, let's all sit down because I've walked in your shoes, man. And I've walked in your shoes and I've walked in your shoes and I've walked in your shoes. You know, I've been rich. I've been poor. I've been angry. I've been nice. I've been, you know, loving. I've been hateful. I've been all of it. You know what I mean? I've been the good guy. I've been the bad guy. I've been in all of it, you know? And at the end of the day, you know, we all make mistakes, but if we try to fix it, that's what really matters, is that we got to try to do something better so we don't keep doing the same thing. And sometimes, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and we just got to do something different. And that's why I'm at with.
Do you accept that sometimes there can't be an agreement made?
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah. Sometimes
you got to agree to disagree. That is 100% a thing, like, where you can't. But there's lines, I guess, because there's some things that you have to agree on. I mean, ultimately, like
foundational issues.
Right. Right. There's some
good
things
and evil.
Like
good versus evil.
Right. Like murder. We can't, that's something that we're going to have to like, you know, you can agree to disagree that you may think murder is good and I think murder is bad, or that I think, you know, whatever, whoever's on whatever side of that argument. But at the end of the day, you know, we do kind of need to come to some kind of solution there. There has to be a solution. Even though we may not agree, there still needs to be a solution found. And what that solution is, you know, logically now, you know, no murder. But when it comes to gray areas, like, you know, maybe paying your taxes or things like that, that's a lot more of a debatable subject, you know, in a gray
natural
area.
Law versus man's law that we made up for ourselves,
right.
Codes we made up for ourselves.
Right.
So natural law has to come from somewhere. I'm getting on God, man.
Yeah.
And there are societies, Muslim, I'm going to go ahead and say it, Muslim societies. And we can get into other religions too, but that dictate death, that, you know what I mean? Like, gays get death judgment on them because of they're gay. So, I mean, there has to be an admission that even though you don't believe in religion, that religion is out there and governments believe in it. And so therefore some kind of, you know, means to an end, some kind of violence sometimes is necessary. When it comes to even natural law, because there is good and evil, there is a line that's crossed.
So when you say natural laws,
it's you can't throw gays off of buildings. You can't genitally mutilate a female just because she has a clitoris. You can't subjugate little boys to be raped. They do that on a religious basis. They marry their first cousins. I mean, there's got to be some kind of, you know, when you marry your first cousin, that is a high rate of insanity and things comes behind that. So why do you think that population over there is there 80% inbred? I mean, these are numbers from the World Health Organization.
I've never seen that.
So yes, because of
that.
Their
these are things that I don't know, and that's why it's hard for me to always, anything I don't know about that I haven't seen with my own two eyes, I always have to take with an extreme grain of salt.
And to be fair, you have said local and you concentrate more on local. So that goes with what you're saying, your own two eyes.
Right.
So, I mean, I accept that. And I get to where you're coming from that. But even I would make the argument on your local cry that it's gaslighting. It's fake. Our local control, I'm saying, putting it in quotes, because nothing of substance, of reality, really is controlled locally except for family. But I mean governmentally. We're talking about governmentally. Nothing of substance really is controlled. Everything that is of substance to me comes down from on high, the federal tax rate. My federal, I paid in so much more than I did in my county.
So what do you get in your
taxes
life
that
the federal
and I paid a check. I wrote checks.
Well, let's break this down.
A taxpayer.
What does the federal government do for you that your county government
doesn't? Not saying does for me. I'm saying controls from above. They control the county on what they can and can't do. We sign on to things in this county that are national. You know, just by getting, they control our local schools by the grants they give.
Yeah, but we don't have
they
to do
control
that.
Our cameras
we don't
by
have
the
to do
charges
that.
They come and bring upon our local officials.
That's
that
us voluntarily
make,
accepting.
No, it's
that.
Not.
It
we
is.
We had an ordinance and we said no cameras, and they came and got it.
The people
and
choose
they came to, and gave him a charge for
because
taking it
the
down.
People choose to be governed, and they're choosing. The people did not rise up and have Mr. Skelton's back like they should have.
I just don't think
and
that's
so,
the case, man. I just don't think that's the case. I think
it is.
I can see
because we can always stand up and
like
fix.
my IRS. It's if you know they're going to come get me if I don't pay my you know my
well,
business taxes.
That's what they tell
you. On a personal level, you can do the things you're doing, maybe.
Never.
You know what I mean?
Like they're
but
not,
on a level where I you know I have a company I have to uphold.
They're not going
to
get you,
my employees.
They're going to get your company.
They're
exactly.
going to
get your possessions, bro.
So
because they have
exactly,
a system rigged.
Exactly.
So you just got to deal with.
But
not
what if
possessions?
You want to be in those? See, that's the thing. I want possessions. I want to be. Have those things. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily for me, yes for me, but so I can help take care of people that you know gravitate toward me too.
I
come with an umbrella,
well, but
you know what I mean?
I try
and the
to
bigger,
help out as well when I don't have any possession.
Oh, I'm not saying
but I just I mean it all is the line on where we are willing to stand up. And as long as we stay complacent like sheep, we're going to be able to be governed by the government. But if at any point we stand up and we say, look, we're going to step away and we're going to consent, the government gets its consent from the people and we no longer consent to that bullshit. So now what does the federal government do for you? If we were to say we no longer consent to the federal government, what are you missing that you have in your life that your local government doesn't provide?
On a large scale, militarily, protect me from other large tyrannical governments. I would say that. But
I think it's more the idea that countries have said
they
that
could shrink. Just by me saying that, you're right. Because if that's all they had to do, they would shrink by 90% of what they did. Right. I'm in agreement with you on what they really do for us. Right. And that when it shuts down, we don't really in our everyday lives affect us. Mm-mm. What I'm saying is that at any point in time, they could come down on high and come get us if they want to by some technical violation that we've committed under their codes. That's what I'm saying.
A long time ago, I became okay.
And it doesn't
to
matter if our local sheriff says, no, you can't do that here. We have a Second Amendment. No, they'll come and come into your business and raid you. You know what I mean? That's
stand.
What I'm saying.
On where you stand. If every business stood up and did it, we would be able to make that change that we want to see. It would be able to, if we all stood up as a local community, it would be able to.
I believe that's right.
And so that's where I focus all my energy is because.
But
all
that's
the, other
the
stuff.
Key. We all have to do it. And
do.
I just don't believe there's.
But it doesn't. There's smaller towns. Like Gravois is a pretty small town, man. I think I might
you
be able
get
to
a
run.
Good majority.
I think I could run for mayor there. And I think I could.
Do they have an election?
I don't
it isn't
know.
Just a board?
I don't know. But if we could create one.
Because most
something.
Of these little towns
you know I mean?
Is crooked, man. Even they're supposed to be Republican towns, but they're crooked. They're a little bored. they get their board in there, and then their board appoints the mayor kind of thing, you know, and then they hire the city attorney that's their brother's uncle.
And
it's
so
crooked crap that happens.
I think that instead of
having Sunrise Beach chief of police, is that's an incestuous relationship.
I think that I could, anybody could get in and even start out as a small level, something as small as the town of Gravois of a couple hundred people, and just saying, look, we're going to peacefully secede and do our own things this way, and we're going to voluntarily create a system. And from there, we could set the example for the rest of people. So if a town of 200 people can say, look, we've created a voluntary system where we've seceded from the federal government and now do it on a local level, what's it look like if we do it in Laurie of 1,000 people? What's it look like if we do it in Osage of however many people live here, 16,000 or whatever? What's it look like if we do it for the whole county of Camden County and it's 40,000 people? You know what I mean? And anything bigger than that, it starts to get lost. And
call me a cynic. I think you could, Josh. Right. I really believe you could get a coalition together to do that. Right. But I think in 3 months, there's going to be, you know, out of the coalition that you get, there's going to be a handful of people that are got, that are talked to, that are bribed, that are handled, that will throw a wrench in your coalition. And well, it is that happen. I am that cynical. I am that cynical. I seen it happen with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. And Paulie, I should have a crystal ball sitting here. I'm going to go ahead and toot my own horn a little bit, because I called this. I called what Ike is doing. I called it. When he bent the knee, I said, he's got bigger aspirations than this, folks. And he does, doesn't he? Oh, Paulie. I called it on my show. You can go back to the podcast months ago. And I said, this is... why would you set precedence? This, and all my questions come up even stronger now that I'm proven right, now that my words are vindicated. I wasn't going to go down this road tonight, and if I was, I was going to do it on my show. But my heart's pounding right now. When I get this close to truth, this is what happens to me.
I would like to have you and Ike sit down and talk.
He can't, because what he did the first time I asked him sincerely about this, he said, fuck you, literally. I've never heard Ike talk like that. Fuck you and the person that is asking the questions. And it was a youngster that asked me the questions. So fuck that young voter, literally, he said. And from then on, it was defensive posture. And I was like, dude, I'm just... Wow. And then, so then I got defensive. And I got... So I just don't think that he... that he has cared
it's
to.
It's hard to say because I wasn't there, and I don't know, and there's always
two sides. It's all on podcast.
You guys did it on podcast?
Well, that is on our damn radio social chat. So everybody knows what I'm saying is truthful. That's on damn radio social chat. Like, there's nothing that's not been recorded in where other eyes can see between me and Ike. We've never talked in private. So... I'm very vindicated by everything I said, and his Facebook post proves me right.
His brother got his check when the county
got their money, the county sheriff. I wonder where he bought a lot of his tactical gear. I'm just saying, man, it's all connected and it's all crooked. And I'm not saying it to attack Ike. What I'm saying is to vindicate something else that I've come to aware, and that's the tyrant whack-a-mole. It doesn't matter who we put in that seat. The seat is corrupted. The seat is the power, and it's corrupted. We could put, I'm not even going to say Jesus, but we could put the guy, the guy short of Jesus, right? Matthew in that seat, and he would be corrupted, man.
That's the fundamental part of everything I'm saying. So you and me, ultimately, Paulie, you're saying the same exact thing, except you don't want to admit it.
No, I will say the name of the person that sat down, though.
No. I'm saying you and me are saying the same thing with power, because what you've just said is that power is the problem. And so obviously the more power that you give somebody, the more of a problem it can become. And so at a local level, that's power. At a state level, that's power. At a federal level, that is
ultimate power. Right?
And we need to do away with that completely.
I would love that.
Completely.
If we can do away with the seat, throw the seat away. But I know that's not going to happen. So what I want to do is put the right person in that seat.
That's what everybody does.
But it corrupts, and then my tyrant whack-a-mole comes into effect.
You're arguing for whack-a-mole. You just went for whack-a-mole. I know. You're like, I like whack-a-mole. You're like, you're arguing for whack-a-mole. And I'm saying...
I would How about we stop playing whack-a-mole? Eliminate the machine. Let's pumps them up there.
Yeah, let's not do that, and let's make it on a local level. There's no reason we can't. We can do anything we want. We just have to set our minds to it, and we have to try. And instead of rolling over and saying we can't do it, we have to actually go, you know what? It's going to be a damn hard battle, but we can do it, and we're going to do it, and we're going to push for it, man.
I'm really positive, though, for the most part, because I think we're on our way to doing it. I think our education, two construction guys that do demolition and shit and grew up in their, you know, working with their hands in not well-to-do means, right?
Right.
And we're talking about these advanced issues more than college-educated people could keep up with. Dude, we're coming a long way, and I think Liberty is selling itself out there in these streets, and people aren't stupid. And so I think maybe we're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope that this is what becomes of it, is that we're able to take the power structure down. And I'm not saying completely do away with the federal government, because we can't. But at the same time, I say let's limit its power to that of defending us if we're ever attacked on our soil. I think that's where it should be. And besides that, they should put everything in the states or even the counties and let the smaller government reign. And the bigger government, the more control. I mean, it's just everybody switches sides and does the whack-a-mole. You know what I mean? It's a good... I mean,
it's tyrant whack-a-mole.
But it's no matter what, and it's just a perpetual game. And we need to take that system and that ability and minimize it as small as we can. And here at the local level, I mean, we can do this. Like, I can put it on Facebook right now to where all the people right now are looking on Lake Area Happenings and seeing my post and seeing the mayors and who's answering and who's not answering.
And you said Jeff...
Richard Ross. He was the
Rick
only
Ross.
One that answered. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But
he answered you, and he said he's considering it.
Well, yes. And so hopefully Monday
that's a plus for him, right there.
Exactly.
And the automated Mr. Cheese Man, one step down.
Exactly.
Because that automatic
thing that's what I got out of that too.
Kind of cold blooded.
And so the rest of the world is going to see this too. And so that is right there that we now locally are putting this stuff into check. And it doesn't matter, you know, who has the most money, who has the most connections. We're able to put it out onto the streets and do it right here, and real eyes are seeing this stuff. You know what I mean? And so at the end of it all, they can cheat the state, they can cheat the federal, but they ain't going to cheat right here where we the people can make noise, where we the people can stand up and go actually put eyes on and talk to people and say, hey, bro, down the street, you know, I drive by your business six times a day or whatever, you know, hey,
man,
what's up?
You ain't even answering me, bro.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah. And so we can actually, and like I said, where I used to, where I'd just hit, all right, Facebook Live, we're going to go straight to your little meeting or whatever you got going on. I mean, I've been banned from a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, ultimately, we still got the freedom to do that. And Missouri is a one-party state, and we can do that, and we can hold them accountable if you really want to push that far. Right now, I mean, I'm not into it that much. I'm just, like I said, I think it speaks for itself when somebody is willing to come forward and step up and talk and be open with the community. And if they're not, that automatically raises suspicions to where I'm like, hey, what you hiding, bro? You know what I mean? And so when you put yourself out there, it's always a commendable thing. And I think that's like shining light on things, you know, and we can always shine light locally to where on the bigger level, they can hide it and cheat it and manipulate it. But you can always shine light local right on, you know, right where you're at. You can always be.
That's the way
the
it was meant.
You see,
that's the way
you know?
It was meant. Definitely. Right. And, you know, a coalition of the willing smaller members charter into the bigger. Yeah. And I just don't know if we could get it back. I hope we can.
Oh, yeah, we got to. We got to, man. I just, it's a matter of trying to figure out how we can do it on the local level. And, I mean, I that's something that I'd really like to talk. I didn't even think about it until just now, but I would like to talk to whoever the mayors are. Like, if they were all sitting here, I would ask them all about a home rule charter and say, how do you feel about a home rule charter? Because mayors can do that. This mayor right now, whoever gets elected, could theoretically create a home rule charter to where we create an initiative and we do my constitutional convention locally right now, to where the local people stand up and say, look, we want this as a constitutional convention. This is the constitutional protections that we want to enact.
And the easiest way to do that, and you're right. I mean, that could work very easily and just say, here's our Constitution.
Exactly.
And just give them the exactly. American Constitution.
Well, yeah.
And don't even change it. So
we could.
And just say, yeah. Here it is.
I mean, seriously.
How can you find that?
You can't. And right. And that's basically
you
what I'm doing.
Give them the U.S. But Constitution that, yeah. as and, written but right
checks
now.
And balances. I think that checks and balances because right now we have to realize that the Constitution has been abolished in some senses.
It has. And, we're way
and,
past
and
it.
And so in yeah. order to not let that happen, we have to figure out, okay, what's the checks and balance that we could put in to make sure that this doesn't happen again? And then we as a local community can work to create
we put the Constitution check. Back
yeah,
in
yes,
here.
Yeah, yes, exactly, so. Exactly. And then from there, pass it to him, and then he could work with the rest of the
But then
aldermen.
It goes into implementation and the right people to implement.
Right.
But it also prosecutorial discretion.
It also goes into having the people of the community having the gumption to stand up and
tar and feather.
Well,
tar and feather.
I was gonna say, holy damn it, bro! Oh, that's so funny. That's not funny. I mean, but no, for the local people to stand up and back their the politician that they elected to do this crazy shit. So if we create a constitutional convention and then we give it to the politician, the local mayor, and say, "Hey, bro, would you uphold this constitutional convention?" And then when he does, and the whole world falls in on him, and everybody comes after him, it's up to us to go, "Hey, bro, you were doing what we wanted you to do. We got your back." Instead of going, "Oh, that's up to you to eat shit, bro. Yeah, that sucks for you. You did what we wanted, and now your life is ruined."
Kind of so, like I'm doing with Trump. it's up to me, man, to stick by him because I see the outcome of what's happening.
No,
the outcome is good, man. That tweet, bro, that tweet this week was golden.
Are you kidding me?
He said, "Grow some nuts if you want to get some oil. Grow some nuts. Go over there. We done slapped the bully down, keeping you from your shit."
Wasn't there? Wasn't
he's
the
breaking NATO in
open?
The UN. That's exactly what I wanted, dude. That's exactly what I wanted, to show how much money we spent on protecting the world's goods. And now he's illuminating. Dude, he's taking Europe out and Israel's influence out, like in one while.
Or he could be taking us into a war with Israel
that's not
where
happening.
The whole rest of the world is
that's
against us.
It's not happening.
And that's,
two or three more
happening.
Weeks, even he said it in his thing.
Well, even you said it. If he puts boots on the ground in Iran, you're going to say fuck Trump, right?
Yeah, not the islands.
Oh, I know. Remember. I remember you saying that. Okay. But if he puts boots
to
on the ground
mainland,
in Iran,
that would be something different because that would be trying to hold land.
I want you
land.
To hold to that because
yeah.
you swore
I don't
to
think
that.
He's doing
like,
it.
You, okay, we'll see. We'll see. But
you know what I would have done? He's kind of light-footing it. He's kind of pussy-footing it, if you ask me.
Bro.
I would have, as soon as any, I would have think of sending aircraft carriers that way, I would say, "Hey, Saudi, here comes 100,000 troops to get ready that we're moving in," just so I could have the shock factor of me having them there. So when Iran looks over, they're like, "Oh, crap, he can put 100,000. You know what I mean? Like,
no, because then when you go to bluff, what happens if they're not bluffing?
Well, then you don't bluff either. You go
so
in and you
you're
do a meet.
You're supporting boots on the ground. You're
I'm
say,
just
you just
saying,
said you want 100,000. That's literally what your outcome.
I'm
that you
just
that you want 100,000 boots on the ground.
In Saudi, I would have
because
maybe
you
done
want
that.
Him to
I
go over there and
done
bluff
that.
And then get called on his bluff and put 100,000 boots on the ground.
I don't think they would have called
bro.
Him. I don't think they would have called him. Well,
called
actually,
him
they're not even calling
way.
Him right now. They're actually capitulating as we speak.
Well,
so
you
without
news sources,
just
bro.
With the 30,000 Marines headed that way, they're already starting to capitulate.
Do you see the irony that he's sending out the George Bush aircraft carrier? Do you not see the irony of how funny that is? The perpetual wars for oil we're doing 2.0.
But this is not this
Iraq
is not 2.0? Perpetual. This is not Iraq 2.0.
It was supposed to.
It's a big difference.
Paul, he's so
see,
full of shit.
See,
do you remember
when
before
the
this
vacuum,
ever happened
when
he
the power
them
vacuum
six
now
months,
comes
six,
in?
Six
it's
months.
Not going to be the same.
Okay.
Ayatollah's
when he bombed
in.
Iran just recently, 6 months before that, he bombed them previously. And he said, "Hope we're all good. Peace forever. We're not going to have any more wars. It's done. It's done." And then now it went to a war. And now it's went from 2 weeks to.
Five.
Yeah. We got
four
a caller.
A
do you want to hear the caller?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Todd, you live on the air. What's up, buddy?
So Trump has started doing, excuse me, precisely what the Democrats or the leftists have been doing for decades. He's starting to use their words against them. He's starting to turn the tables. And so you talked about, pardon me, government responsibilities and whatnot. The federal government, I believe, JR talks about this from time to time, there are 27 constitutional amendments, and then another 27, give or take, depending how you view things, enumerated powers that the federal government has responsibilities and duties to undertake, you know, withhold and upstand. But now recently, this is where the ambiguity of all, which Trump is using to his advantage, and I think to all of our advantage, spirits, you know, of the good side. But there's this thing that was recently added called the Elastic Clause. Have you ever heard of the Elastic Clause?
Mm-mm. No.
That's the most recent view of the federal government's responsibility. While there may only be 27 amendments and 27 enumerated powers, this Elastic Clause means we can stretch that if the powers that be may decide to implement that. So we're maintained in this constant state of ambiguity, of shades of gray. There is no black, there is no white, there is no wrong, there is no right. It's in federal government's point of view.
Yeah.
They can do nothing wrong because they write the rules. It's their ball.
Yeah, if you could change the rules mid-game, then you're always going to win, ain't you?
Yeah. So I mean, we fight and discuss and cuss about these things, but in the end, you know, whoever, Rothschild, I think one of them said it, it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. And the Democrats have been doing this for multiple decades, if not centuries. So my biggest thing is we've got to control, you know, we have got to make election fraud darn near impossible, to the degree that, I mean, if you really wanted to commit election fraud, you'd have to jump through some major rings of burning fire.
I think we should talk about that Rothschild quote. So that Rothschild quote, what was it? It was, the exact quote is, I don't care, something along the lines, I don't care who is in charge, who the leader is, as long as I'm allowed to be in control of the money, I run the world. Something along those lines, right?
I paraphrase, but those Rockefellers, they're pretty dealers, man.
Well, the Rothschilds, that was the Rothschild. I think it was Nathaniel Rothschild. But the Rockefellers are in there with him, and so... you know, they allow them to be in charge of the money, and they don't care who makes the rules. And so they're in charge of the money still, and they're in charge of the oil still, and they own the system all the way through. None of this is changing.
Taking Iranian oil, that's taking it away from the deep state.
How in the world is it? It's the
bringing
opposite.
Europe, because they are the criminal enterprise of the world. They controlled Venezuela through China. They control like Iran through pallets of cash. I mean, the bank is the controlled opposition. That is what you talk about, the controlled opposition. Iran, Bibi Netanyahu was funding Hezbollah.
Yeah.
Like, the bad Muslims out and rising up the good Muslims, Saudi, Qatar, all the ones that don't fund the bad things, you know, we're making it more stable, and the deep state doesn't get their perpetual war.
Saudi. So wasn't Saudi, we're going to go back to Iraq. Do you remember Bush having ties with bin Laden and his bin Laden family, which are all Saudi?
Yes,
which runs
and Bush
Saudi?
Is not Trump. See, Bush
you're talking
is Clinton.
The same thing. You're talking right now about giving power to Saudi. You are literally parroting Bush. Exactly what Bush did.
Actually,
and being
those
buddy
are different people. The crown prince is a whole different person than what his father was. The crown prince is actually letting women drive in his country. Unheard of in Muslim
that doesn't
countries.
Mean that the country's changed that much.
Well, actually, he's
structure.
Moderating the Muslim, a whole religion. He's moderating
the same
it.
People have the same control of oil and all the same resources.
You know, it's not the same people. It is not. It's different people.
It's the same family. That's like saying Rothschilds and Rockefeller sons are somehow not
sins
Rothschild and Rockefeller. Like, what do you think about the fourth generation
Rothschild? See, here's the difference. Here's the difference. Because there is a moderation side in Saudi, And then there's a not moderation. They wanted to stick to the old rule. Well, the old king was that part. The new crown prince was the moderation. See,
so if Muslim we have a religion new Rothschild has, Rockefeller that runs,
it depends on and they what come they in, do you would next. Left for him right it now, does depend on what say, they do look, next.
That, even though that's a Rockefeller or depend. A Rothschild, I think that they need to be our president.
If they step away from the bank and they say, we're going to start a credit union and we're going to do the same thing, but a different... Well, he did. He stepped away from the old practices.
Did
and
he step
start
away from
moderating.
The oil and let the country have?
It
the
doesn't matter. We
oil?
Need they. We they need I mean, oil. We need oil. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Of course,
the same
he's a king, and I don't agree with
well,
him.
Well, they're all that's the but, same powers. But, they're going to continue to keep the same power.
They're
the same
moderating,
power
and
the
it's
same.
Not the same power.
It's
if
all
you
the
moderate
same.
Your beliefs, it's like the Democrats versus the Republicans as it's supposed to be. There's two different sides, and if you're moderating your beliefs, that's not the same power structure as the old.
I think both like sides, Jesus the Democrats coming, and the Republicans, are bought off, and it doesn't matter. And that's the same power structure all the way through. They give us the illusion of choice, but it's not. It's them pulling the strings behind the scenes saying,
Todd.
That's the systemic issue that I talk about. You know, the people come and go. You know, it's all the same, like Bon Jovi talks about. It's all the same, only the names change. You know, that's it's all the game continues to stay the same. And until, you know, we approach it like it's a snake, which it is, it's a slithering serpent. If we keep trying to chop off the tail or cut the snake in half, we're pissing in the wind. You know, we're not making any significant success. If you want to stop the snake, you got to cut off its head. And what we're dealing with is an evil serpent, an evil viper out there that's trying to poison us all and trying to choke us and eat us and eliminate us. And when I say us, I mean good, God-fearing, you know, hardworking, open-minded, spiritually gifted, talented, beautiful, smells good, cleans themselves well, grooms themselves, you know, looks respectable, takes decent care of themselves and not elsewise. And so that's what the serpent is doing. That serpent is biting the weaklings and turning them into, I'm just going to say it, low IQ, obese, pawns, plebes, fleas, specs.
Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, thanks for letting me preach, fellas. I really enjoy your banter. And I think sometimes the woods, that's just personal opinion, take it or leave it, I'm going to hang up. But I think sometimes we try to trip over dollars to pick up nickels and talking about the little trivial, it's not that trivial in the grand scope of the world right now in geopolitics, but the trivial little warring factions in Serbia or in Iraq or in Iran or whatever. The bigger picture is there's a group of evil, maniacal, satanic people out there that are trying to mind up us all.
And they've wanted Iran since 1953.
We're giving it to them.
That we're giving them exactly what they want. They wanted Iran and Venezuela, and we gave it to them on a silver platter. And I guess.
They've been in there since 79.
To disagree. Wasn't that the topic of the day? Sometimes we might have to agree to disagree. But I'd greatly appreciate it, Todd. I
welcome that. I do disagree. So agreed. Have a great night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Happy Easter. Happy Easter, man. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Todd. I hope you have a good evening, buddy. And with that, he is rolling out. So, yeah.
My thing is what I've seen happen. And they're getting weaker. Their power is being taken from them. The old CEOs are no more. Even though the company remains, see, that's what I can't get through to you, is even though the company remains, which we need that company, Walmart,
or prices
Sears,
going up or down.
You know, oil.
Remember when you said the oil prices were going
to
go down?
Well, they actually
and I said
went to
go
under 100 here yesterday. They broke back down under 100 from 120.
No way.
So they are, yeah. We're going to see a taco, man, in the market. Yeah, they did. They bounced way down. It's just it's speculation, man. Anyway.
All right. I would put money on it. I mean, I like to bet push-ups. we can bet.
On what?
The gas.
They're
going to
they're not going to be set at $4.30 for more than a month.
I bet it's
going to
be a dollar more in 2 months. How about that?
From now.
From now. And from now, 2 months from now, it'll be at least a dollar more. I got 20 push-ups on it.
No, it ain't going to be five, you know, say diesel 540 because it's 438 right now.
438?
Yeah. That's the last time I seen it. Maybe it was now, yesterday.
Does that mean if it crosses the threshold at any point or is that 538 in 2 months?
No, I mean, if it crosses before 2 months, then you're definitely dead on, right?
All right. I'll take that bet. 20 push-ups?
20.
Gotcha. 20 push-ups. All right. All we got 2 months from this day. From Easter.
538.
All right. 538 from Easter. And if it hits above 538, you owe me 20 push-ups. I'm sorry. And I owe you 20. I'll gladly do them.
2 months.
All right. 2 months. And then if it happens before then,
it's going to go down.
We'll see if you'll double down.
It's not going to hit 470, but.
We'll see if you'll double down.
But yeah. I will double down. Will you?
So next week, if it hits 530 and then you'll double down and I'll do it for another two months.
Yeah.
And then if it happens in another week, it'll be another, you'll double
because
down.
I believe strongly that this is a different deal. He's breaking the old monopoly of war. He's like, here's your bam. And now what?
We're going to agree to disagree. You know? I think it's going to keep going up.
Putin's going to come in, take Iran as a gas station, as a little buddy. Here, little buddy, here, let me send a pipeline. And it's going to be like that. We're going to back out. Okay, Russia's got it. The straits are open. The world is going to come in and
that
claim their oil.
That is not how that's going to go. I think Russia is going to be a lot more prone to back Iran in this deal.
Exactly. That's the deal. And they're going to look like it's good cop, bad cop, bruh. No, we're bad cop right now.
We're not going
Russia's
to bail on
cop.
Israel. You're going all of this from the fact that Israel is just going to go.
Israel's
going to
be dealt
up.
with the moderate Saudi and the coalition there.
You failed to recognize
the American people
Trump
have
is Israel's bitch. I'm going to straight up put it out.
How could he?
100%. He is Israel's bitch. They might as well walk him around with a chain on a little collar. He needs to put a little collar around his neck.
If he is, he's a very damaging succubus bitch. Well, because he has, since he's been elected, Israel has done nothing but lose.
Yeah,
lose. And now Netanyahu might go to prison because of the, you know, he's under corruption charges.
That's not what Trump said. That's not, remember Trump?
Of course.
You can look it up. Trump saying,
of course,
hey, I think Netanyahu needs to be pardoned.
He's going to take him all the way to the bank while he's exposing every last one of them.
He wants him to be pardoned. That's what he said himself.
He's going to say the right things to get his money and get the midterms
that
won.
That is dirty, bro.
Not after what you've seen them do on Epstein Island. It's not dirty.
He's 100% part of him.
I don't believe so, man. If he is, he's the biggest bumbler. Best friend that you could ever have, because since he's done everything he's done, since he's been in power, Israel is 180 when it comes to world favor. They've done a 180. The world don't even like Israel no more, and half the countries used to back him. Like, since he's been, I'm telling you.
No, they just show their true colors, and they're just pulling out they're putting it all on the line to get Iran, because that's been the whole play the whole time. Ever since 1953, it's been their play to get Iran,
and
they want it, and we are doing exactly what they want. And it's not being exposed. It's Trump being their bitch and doing exactly what they want and saying, I don't care about the country. I don't care about anything. We're going to burn it all down to do what Israel wants, and that's exactly what's going to happen.
We're doing what they want.
And the reason why I know that you're going to be doing push-ups is because I kind of cheated, and I know that you know, we can agree to disagree, but that the infrastructure of oil, Iran has hit other countries just as hard as we've hit them, and so now if eye for an eye, the whole world's blind, and so now nobody's shipping oil, and so it's all going to be a big deal.
Oh yes, we're a net exporter,
and okay. Whatever you
think. 20% of the world's oil. You know what it was 10 years ago?
There's nothing going through
the
Straits of Hormuz besides what Iran wants.
You know what it was 10 years ago? 20% of the world's oil. Okay. Do you know what it was 10 years ago?
I don't know.
35%. Well, so in 10 years, the need for that strait has shrunk 15%.
Well, that's what
you
they
think
tell
we're
you.
Not going to find
that's
a
what
new
they tell
tap?
You. Do you think they'd ever lie about numbers?
Of course they will.
Okay. Well, those numbers could be wrong.
Well, I mean, you could say that about everything. Yeah, I mean, our show is about everything is
I know,
wrong and everything
and that's
is right.
But that's where I'm at.
I'm going by is just the numbers that they throw at all of
and
us.
And I'm going by different numbers and different realities. And the realities I'm seeing is that the oil infrastructure has been damaged by both sides, and that it's going to have reciprocating effects for a long
time. In the Middle East.
And the stronger that this, the Middle East affects us too.
But there are other
It's all
there are entwined. Other oil bearing nations that are just coming on capacity. Entwined. There are other oil pipelines that are just coming online, mm-hmm. like the one that went across Saudi Arabia, like the one that actually cuts the Strait of Hormuz out.
And I mean, what happens when Iran bombs that tomorrow because we keep fucking with
because
them?
Because they can't. They're, what do you mean? They're 90% depleted when it comes to outstrikes.
You know, that's they're what they said the other day, and then they bombed the shit out of Israel. They were like, oh, they got nothing
from
left,
Lebanon.
And then they said,
boom, yeah, no, from Lebanon, not from Iran. From Lebanon, and that's why Israel went into Lebanon.
Like I said,
they didn't do it from across Iraq.
We're going to see. It's pointless. At the end of this all, there's no... What is the point that you're hoping to get? We're hoping to get out of this. I don't understand.
Strait of Hormuz. No more terrorism money.
Wasn't that why I was there
before? Yes. Imagine not having a terrorist nation half control the strait. Imagine it was a moderate
nation.
That's
exactly what was going on before.
No, there was a terrorist nation. Yeah.
No, we were able to ship stuff through there without Iran's permission. It was
under threat of Iran.
But nothing was happening.
It was built into the price.
There was a boogeyman right there going,
it was built into the price.
It doesn't matter. It was built into the price.
It was built into the price.
Oh, so the whole point of all this is to lower gas prices, but
it's done nothing
but race.
And terrorism. It's got a multi. They've been
There's terrorism
need,
all over the world,
been,
bro. How come it's
been,
only terrorism
and
when we
he's going after it. He went after the terrorists in Venezuela.
There's like Africa,
he's talking about Cuba.
Oh man, he's
Ukraine. He pulled out of those terrorists.
He's releasing drug cartel criminals at the same time while he's going after
Where?
And arresting them. He's pardoned. He's pardoned multiple.
Oh, a lot of American.
No, there's been multiple different people that he's pardoned. All right, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah,
how many,
look it up.
How many drugs?
And which kind, like. Here's another thing. I kind of Larry Hoover say. I read an article that he was considering pardoning Larry Hoover. So that would be a good thing in my mind.
Who's
or ASAP Rocky. That would be a good thing in my mind.
I don't know who
Or, you know, the African-Americans he did pardon that, you know, 30 years ago they had a kilo. You know what I mean?
That's different than what
That's
we're
what
talking
I'm
about.
Thinking about.
I'm talking about, like... granted executive clemency to over 1,700 individuals during his first term in early 1,700
I
people.
Like that. I like that. If he sees a case that, you know, the government has overreached on and he's saving people's lives, bringing them out, you know, second chances, man, dude, we should be about that. I'm about second chances and I don't know.
Oh, man, I am not.
You should look up recidivism and get the two or three cases that might be there. Because I'm not saying there is no case of recidivism of the ones he granted parole or clemency to. But, you know, bring those up. That would be, you know, somebody that broke the law after he let him out.
Michael R. O'Harris running a national drug trade, charges drug trafficking, kidnapping, and attempted murder. Pardon date 1/20/21. Clemency 5/28/25.
See, you can't just blanketly judge a case by not knowing it's. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Larry Hoover, founder of the Gangster Disciples Street Gang.
Larry Hoover. That's who I just said. I said
so,
Larry Hoover.
Conspiracy, extortion, money laundering.
He went ahead and pardoned him.
Pardon date 5/28/25. Larry Hoover, the alleged founder of the Chicago Street Gang.
I read an article
of
saying
the gangster
he might.
Disciples that controlled the Chicago drug trade had a federal prison sentence commuted earlier this year. Hoover received a lot of advocacy from the artist formerly known as Kanye West. And so why are you okay with pardoning?
Well, the feds came down on him kind of like they did Capone. You know what I mean? And it was just unjust.
Founder of
it
the
was,
gangster
they couldn't get anything else on him.
Street gang.
He's still in prison though for state crimes, but they pardoned him on the federal crimes because they were trying to bury the hatchet on the guy. You know what I mean? The feds
but
came in.
Do you
in,
not see the part, the hypocrisy of saying that it's okay to pardon the founder of the street gang, gangster disciples that's running drugs and all this, and at the same time going, oh, we need to get the leader of Venezuela and we need to go arrest him and
it just depends
put
on
ourselves
the case
into
law.
A war. A case law
yeah,
is like, where you're okay with putting ourselves in a
well,
war
Well, it just
scenario.
Depends on if they
war?
Overreached and there was no federal crime.
That is
you
crazy.
Know what I mean? And
no,
there is a federal crime on the other.
I think it's federal. I think it's a crime to go to another country and involve yourself in their politics. What would we do if we did, if that happened here? Well, Trump,
he was wanted by a state. You know, he had a warrant.
There's from warrants this country. For Netanyahu all over the world.
And if those go get him, I'm all for it. If those countries that want Netanyahu go and get him and take their own risk to jump into Israel and get his ass, I'm all for it, brother. I'm all for it. I'm all for us doing this type of war. This is what we want. This is what I wanted. I didn't want the meat grinder sending, you know, tank battalions in and trying to occupy land. And I don't think I've seen that yet. I've seen a lot of blustering and maybe he'll do this, maybe he'll do that. And I believe he even says, yeah, I'm coming with the ground troops. But, you know, that doesn't mean he's going to do it.
Well, Iran has issued a warrant for President Trump.
Well, if they come get him. If they come get him, they got the nuts to do it. Yeah, well, actually, I am okay. I am okay with that.
What?
We are at war.
You would just wait by and say,
if the other warring party is bad enough to come in and get our president and come get him, we've lost already. That the war is lost. It is war. What do you not get about war? Go kill their leader.
Right.
And I so like that. That's what war should be, not send
so
us.
There's no repercussions or anything. If your leader dies, if they come in and kill Trump, let's say they drop a bomb.
No, we're at war. We try to go kill
and you're
their
like,
leader.
Right, that's good
we
thing.
Do them. I'm and not saying like, it's a good thing. It's I'm done. Saying it's later. Fair that in is. War. It's fair.
That's what you're
in
saying.
War.
You did,
yes.
In fact, say it was a good thing. I mean, that's kind of what you said. That's
I'm not saying it's a good thing if they kill Trump. What I'm saying is it's fair in war. I agree that that is an open thing that they can do. If they are able to come in and kill our president, then that's war.
And so
that's exactly what I want. I don't want them coming in and meat grinding.
So you think we should be done then? If they come in and kill Trump, we should
I thought we should be
done
when we did that to their leadership. But
if Iran came in and killed Trump,
no,
you would be like, we're done.
This is war. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, I'll be like, you got us. Not, oh, you can't do that. And this is outrageous. How could you kill our leaders? That's how I would not act. You know what I mean? That's my point. I'm saying that it's fair. It's a. I understand if they were to come in and kill Trump because we're at war. I'm not saying it's outrageous.
War?
I'm not saying it's outrageous.
Who declared war?
They did a long time ago when they came in and did what they did to our U.S. embassy and things like that in Iran. They did.
In 1953, when we went and killed their leader.
See, we didn't do any kind of. You know, war act at that point.
Oh, killing their leader is not an act of war.
We didn't.
Isn't that the epitome of what you just said with all that stuff you just said? Was the war. It's not a thing. And then here you are doing the not a thing. Because in 1953, when we killed their leader, it's suddenly, oh, this isn't war. This is not war. Isn't that what you just, the opposite of what you just said?
No, I don't know if that happened. I don't
what
know.
What do you mean? No,
I don't know.
The CIA had a coup.
Know
it's called,
if we,
what was the, Ajax, Operation Ajax. Come on, man. You got to know about Operation Ajax. That's a real thing. The CIA went over there and said, oh, you're going to nationalize your oil. And
did nationalize the oil.
Yeah, and that's what got him killed. There was a democratically elected leader that they democratically elected, and he said, I'm going to do what's best for my country and nationalize my oil. In which case, the CIA said, no, we're going to kill you. And we went over there and we killed them. And then that's been an act of war. And exactly your exact words that if somebody comes and says and kills you,
so
they
that
retaliated.
That was an act of war. We have been at war since then.
We started it.
Since we started it.
You're right. And so now
happened,
we started it again.
That, I believe
100%
I
did start.
I believe,
look up history.
I believe
look
I've read something like that.
I'll look up Operation Ajax. I probably encourage you.
I believe I've read something like that.
I encourage you to look up Operation Ajax.
I'll go ahead.
I'll look it up right now.
I believe I've read something like that. So I'll go ahead and give you that. But my point is, now we're at war. We've been at war since then. Since we started it. You got me. So, but what do we do then? We just let them kick our ass?
No,
us,
we mind
a different
our own
generation that has nothing
we
to do with it.
We stop perpetual wars and we mind our own business.
How? Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying.
We did not have to go to Venezuela.
How?
We did not have to go to Iran.
I'm not,
we could
I'm
have
talking
kept
about
our
Iran.
Troops here.
Nope. So the war was already started. Our grandparents already started the war. So we just let them continue warring with us and say, sorry, we started this. Whenever you're ready to end it, we'll end it.
Who dropped a bomb most recently?
Do
who
you started hear this? What I'm saying? What I'm
no,
saying?
No, I don't. Because you're saying that we started a war and then we okay. thought that they might no, retaliate no. because we started a war and they didn't even let retaliate. Me, and so we then continued on the offensive. No, there's an offense and there's a defense.
Let me maybe break it down even more.
Tell me how it's
our
defense.
Grandparents, listen,
where's the defense listen. Come in? I'm curious.
Okay, I'm fixing to tell you. Our grandparents, before me and you were born, decision makers of today, started something because their CIA was corrupt. And I'm always on boomers because they let us down. Boomers screwed us by letting them do this. Thing. No, no, listen. You're not letting me finish. So boomers started this way back. So now I'm in the position to understand that the CIA and the boomers started this. I want to stop it and end it. What do? I say to Iran, sorry, we did that way back when. Please stop funding Hamas, Hezbollah. Please stop sending through your Muslim Brotherhood masses of people to take over our city boards in this country to try to perpetuate a war like Cordoba, Spain, like you did. And they call it Project Cordoba because of that. Please stop doing all that because our grandparents were wrong. You think they're gonna laugh us out? No, what we have to do is go over there and end it. All right, our grandparents started this shit, and they were stupid, but y'all won't quit fucking with me now because of the sins of my father, so I'm going to make you...
They didn't fuck with us.
Yes, they fund,
no,
they've
the
been
answer
funding.
Is protect our own borders right here. If we protected our own country, we wouldn't have to worry about them getting in our country. If we protected our own borders like he said he would, which is all full of bullshit,
they've been
it doesn't
they've
matter.
Been funding through
we
pallets of cash.
Were the
we've
offensive.
Been funding through
you
them.
You never showed where it was defense. All you showed, you didn't say anything
because
said,
of terrorism funding. That's my
no,
point.
No,
that
it was
defense.
Offensive. We went offensive just now. We were the ones that bombed them after bombing them before, and there was never a defense anywhere.
USS
there was,
Cole. All of USS offensive. Cole. Iran bombed our thing out there. We haven't retaliated for that yet.
What year was that?
Dude, that was in the 90s. But what I'm saying is since then, we've been getting from Yemen, boom, hit. We've been in
when's
active war.
When's the last
war.
Time we got hit here?
We've been in active war.
Last time we
our
got hit
forces,
in America on our
which
soil.
Are, now, you cannot say that our naval forces aren't sovereign running
we
around the world.
We have no business being
exactly.
outside of our
and
country.
That's what
we
Donald Trump...
We need to bring all of our troops home, and we should have
so
done that
you
instantly
agree
instead
with
of
Donald
going
Trump.
On.
Saying to Europe, come get your oil. We're tired of taking care of y'all. That's what the end result
no,
is going to be.
Beginning.
Exactly
the day
what
he became
you said.
President, he should have said every troop in the United States that is in another country needs to come home immediately. No. And every dollar that we give another country is now going to go towards putting America first. And we aren't going to fund
suicidal.
Any countries. That's not suicidal,
that's suicidal.
Because
every
no, it's called protecting your borders.
Every
borders
and all is suicidal.
And it's not being on the offensive. Anything you're saying
you.
Is offensive. And when we go on the offensive, there's going to be a defensive strike back in wars will perpetuate
I
forever.
Agree with you that we have to shrink our footprint across the world. But what I don't agree with you is that we have to, because in that void, when we step back from the Middle East and Putin takes over, Putin's going to take over. Good. When we step back from Taiwan, yeah, I understand and I agree that we have to step back. But we can't just...
Yeah, we can
leave the world and
yeah,
say no because they're going to be at our doorstep in 50
no,
years.
No, they won't. No, they won't because
they've after
openly
they conquered
said
the world,
they've openly said they know there's a we will block out the sun with bullets from the sky, and there's a gun behind every blade of grass.
And if
and
they
know
get
it,
that
they
big,
will never step here. You can't just go on the what ifs and
it's
bubble wrapping
the
world.
Iran. It's the
you
same as
you can't go
Iran.
On what ifs and pre-crime. You're talking about pre-crime, and you're saying, well, because of pre-crime, I now get to go kill the world because they may actually kill us. Because
no,
we have
never
killed
said
them.
That.
That's,
what
that's
I'm saying
the
is,
your,
they shot the coal. They keep
your defense is pre-crime.
Shooting.
They
no.
have never. They
I'm
have,
saying they have.
Okay, so go ahead and tell
Dearborn,
me the defense on
Dearborn,
our soil,
Dearborn, Michigan.
Our soil that
and,
is not Iran.
Dearborn, Michigan,
that's
and
not
Minnesota
Iran attacking us.
Yes, it
that's
is.
Not
literally,
Iran
you
us.
Don't know anything about Project Cordoba.
I don't.
They have sent those people here to attack us from within.
You don't think that the CIA has anything to do with that bullshit?
Well, it could, but it's still evil. I don't know if they have or not. But what I'm saying is Iran has been lashing out since we started war with them. I want to end it now. I'm not going to sit here and just go, well, my grandparents started it. So I might as well just keep taking the missiles that they shoot.
You look, we're the ones lashing. They weren't the ones to shoot the missiles. Because we were the ones to shoot the missiles. No, they're responding.
No, you don't.
It's once again offense, defense. No. We're on the offensive. We're not on the defensive.
No, that's not true. That's not reality.
It is 100% reality.
The Lebanon bombing in the 80s. The Lebanon bombing in the 80s.
There aren't Iranian troops in Mexico and Canada and Cuba.
Those are our friends.
There aren't Iranian troops all over there with bases.
Thank God those Muslim.
Maybe that's the way they feel about us and all of ours. And so maybe have the empathy to do unto others what you'd like have to done unto you. And if you don't want their missile bases and their bases all over around us, then don't go do it to them. And mind your own business and bring your troops home.
You eliminate evil where you see it.
Maybe
you
the don't evil is what we're doing. Cheek. We're just as evil as they are.
No.
Yeah.
We're
did
not.
You ever think that we're as evil as they are?
No.
Did that ever cross your mind? The
it
war
doesn't.
And the any time that you push a button.
I believe that the CIA and people can be evil in their positions, yes. But I believe the Charter of the United States by no means is evil. And what the American people represent and what our soldiers come bring. Is not evil. It's the bringer of justice.
I think what the CIA is doing,
and I think what's
that
happening
all these
in Iran
wars are evil.
Is justice.
I think that any
time finally a Christian crusade,
an innocent person
happening
is killed
where it needs to be.
Do you think killing innocent people is wrong? Do you think that's evil?
Yes, but define innocent.
There
kids? You go. Well, kids could be demons.
Whoa,
there could be
bro.
Demon
no
demons
way.
In children, and they
oh,
hide.
My God,
you
man.
Know, they hide and
I'm
in
never
children.
Be okay.
I'm not saying
so you're
all
saying
children
it's okay
are demons.
To bomb other countries and kill all
but
the innocent people because
they're
kids.
What I am saying is just because
they're
a kid doesn't make them not
that's
evil.
That's the answer. That's
yes,
where we're
that
go.
Is my answer.
I will,
that is 100%
my answer. 100% agree to disagree
here's
with
another
that.
Thing.
And I will never
here's
be okay with
thing.
Dropping bombs on kids, bro.
Here's another thing.
That's not a thing
here's
I'm
another thing.
Ever going to be okay with.
So what do you define as a kid? Do you find 17-year-old? 13? Do you find 8? What do you define as a children? Because a lot
teenager,
of different, like you said, let's
above.
Have empathy because Muhammad married an 8-year-old. So in the Muslim religion, that must not be a child. So let's have empathy for that Muslim religion and that other people's beliefs. Dude, they have boys at 7 and they rape them.
Yeah, that's wrong. And
so
those
that's an adult to them.
To
that's not wrong. It's not wrong.
Those individuals need
it's
to be held accountable.
Wrong, but it's not wrong.
It is wrong.
It's their belief. You have to have empathy. That's what you're telling
that's
me.
Not,
and what you just
you're
said,
stretching
though.
So hard.
No, but what
you're
you just said,
whole words
what
in my
I believe
mouth
you
nothing,
believe,
anything.
Josh,
no.
What I believe you believe is that's evil.
Bro, you're
what I
crazy.
You
were trying to say that.
That's
I think
evil.
That
no.
if we don't bomb kids, I think that you're a bloodthirsty monster that wants to kill kids.
Oh,
I'm
come
gonna
on,
switch
that's
it.
A strike.
No, okay, cool. But you're
no,
sitting
what
here
I'm saying,
saying
is
I'm okay.
I believe
you're,
that
you're,
you I, think it would be evil to kill a kid. I believe
yeah,
that.
I
do
don't
believe
think
that,
it's
Josh.
Okay
but what I'm saying is
for,
they don't believe
Muhammad
that.
To
what
rape
what I'm saying is Muhammad
kids.
Doesn't believe that.
I don't they, think that's okay. There's no
so
part of me that says that's okay.
They're evil.
So you can't sit here and say, Josh, that's what you think because that's not what I think.
You don't think that's evil for them to rape kids.
Yes, I do
so
think
that's what
evil.
I'm saying. You think that's evil to rape
no,
a kid, and I believe
I'm
you think that
it's
way.
Not okay to bomb them. And then somehow you're switching this up to some
no,
other
I'm
thing
not
that
switching
I'm not.
It up. What I'm trying
okay,
to do
so,
is tell you that there is evil in this world,
cool.
and it has to be
that's
eliminated.
Where we're at, yeah.
And it has to be eliminated.
So, once again, killing kids.
Once again, some children, and it depends on what you define as a kid. Is it
okay.
8? Is it 12?
What's your definition
is it
12, of a kid, Polly?
A 12 with an AK.
What's your definition
actual
of a kid, Polly?
Innocence. Actual
what
innocence.
Is your definition? What's actual,
actual
innocence?
Innocence?
Where's that age start?
There is none.
So there's
there is
so
none.
What is
so if an 8-year-old has
so there
an
is
AK,
no such thing as
if
a child
an 8-year-old
in this world,
has an AK, that's not innocence.
So you're telling me every kid in Iran is sitting there, every 8-year-old in Iran
pointing,
has an AK?
Hey. That's a combatant, bro. Can he kill you?
Dude, Paulie,
can he kill you with that gun?
Do you honestly think that every
Chicago's
kid in Iran...
Chicago's the same way. Chicago's the same way. Let's
do you,
come. Let's
do you think
forget
that every
Iran.
Kid in Iran is
forget
sitting
Iran.
No,
let's go
let's
to Chicago.
Because that's where we're at.
No, let's go to Chicago and kids in Chicago. Let's what? Go to a 13-year-old with an AK in Chicago.
Oh, that's...
It's no, this is actually closer to home. Let's get local.
What's that? It's still...
Would that? Would you not consider that an evil adult? A 13-year-old with an AK coming to rob you or something?
What about the kids that don't, bro? You're sitting here saying that every kid in Iran.
I did not say every. Okay. I literally said I'm not saying every. Pauly. But I'm saying that evil can exist.
Let's go back to
no
this.
Matter what age.
Let's go back
that's
to
my
this.
Point.
With bombs, do bombs kill kids that don't have AKs
damage.
In their
collateral
hands?
Collateral damage happens.
Do bombs kill
collateral
kids
damage.
That don't have AKs? Are
yes.
you okay with killing
collateral
kids?
Damage happens.
Are you
I'm
okay
not
with
okay
kids?
With it, but I'm all right with the overall acceptance that collateral
You're
damage
okay
happens
with killing
in
innocent
war.
Kids.
Collateral damage happens in war.
No,
yeah.
I am not okay
I'm
with
not
that,
okay
friend.
With it.
I'm not.
But I know it happens
no,
and I live
I will
in
never
reality.
Be a, that's not reality.
That is reality. In war.
Would you look Jesus in the eyes and tell him those words and say,
yes,
I'm okay
I'd
with
say,
killing innocent kids?
I'd say
that's
Jesus,
collateral damage.
I, Jesus,
do you, think,
you
what
know
do you think his response
that collateral
would be?
Damage happens.
What
and
do you
that
honestly
my
think his response would be?
His response would be, are you sorry? Did your intent happen? Yes, I am sorry. The intent wasn't there to do it.
Then
and he would forgive me.
Your intent is clearly there
my
because you're not,
is not
doing
there
anything
to
stop it.
Collateral
you
damage.
You are up for it. You are up for it. That's you're
you
sitting here
say,
saying it's okay, collateral damage.
Okay.
And Jesus isn't going to be like, oh, you're right. You made it collateral damage.
You
it's
too.
Okay to kill kids.
You
no.
too. It's okay for you to kill kids too because you allow cars. No, you know they're going to get killed by cars, but you allow it.
Oh, there's
you
a big
allow
difference.
Cars.
There's
you drive
between
no,
cars
isn't.
And bombs.
It's collateral damage, bro.
No, because
that's going to happen
accidents.
In our minds.
That's why
society.
It's called an accident. And
you
on
allow
purpose.
It. Nope. You allow those cars down the street.
Me?
If that car didn't exist,
okay.
I'm using your own argument.
No, you're not. You're drawing at straws that
collateral?
Don't even have anything to do with the real world. I'm here in reality, Polity.
I am.
And
too.
I realize that a bomb is going to kill
happen.
Innocent people, and car crashes are accidents.
And in war,
and they
when killing evil, collateral damage happens.
No, it's not.
I might even. Hit
purpose.
My own troop.
That's not even. A,
I might even hit my own troop.
You know, if somebody
and it might happen,
Polly, if somebody
damage.
Was to pull over and crash a car on purpose and say, "I want to kill this kid," and crash a car, well, you know what? I think they should get charges.
And that's not what we're doing.
I
with
think
our
they
bombs.
Should get charges.
We're
yes,
not,
it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. We bombed
that's
a school and killed 140 kids already.
Bombs. And that is
we've
not
already
proven.
Bombed 140.
That's not proven.
We've bombed.
It's not proven.
It's proven all
There's
throughout
three
history.
Different
all throughout history. What about Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Hiroshima was 100% on purpose, bro. What do you think? Is Hiroshima okay?
It was
Where
collateral
would Jesus
damage.
Say about Hiroshima?
Collateral damage.
Jesus would say
it
Hiroshima is
saved,
collateral damage, and that's good. I like
it
that.
It saved an estimated 2.5 million
bro?
Humans. It saved an estimated 1.5 Japanese citizens million, and it saved approximately 1 million U.S. troops if the ground invasion would have happened on Japan. Because every woman and child was ready to die defending the homeland. And instead, only a couple hundred thousand. So, yes.
Would you defend
oh,
your
I
homeland?
Would. And
okay,
I would
so
die, too. I'd be part
have
of the
over
million.
There and minded our own damn business, which is what we should do from the start.
Minding our own business in Pearl Harbor.
Well, I mean, at the I mean,
I got you. I mean,
the so Pearl Harbor's a little different, bro, because they actually knew that it was going to happen.
And they let it happen. I do know that. I know the history of it.
That's like
just like Netanyahu knew October 8th was coming, and they let it happen for 10 hours or whatever it was. I understand this,
right?
But collateral damage happens when fighting evil.
I will never be okay with killing innocent kids.
Here's the thing, you know. During exorcisms, sometimes a host is lost, and that's considered a collateral damage. A lot of times, it's a child, and the priest. Okay.
I
mean, if you're going to get on a battle with Jesus, you cannot do that. That's a false argument,
no,
man.
That's
I'm going to call you
that's
on it right
false
now.
That's not a false argument.
No,
I'm
let me call you on it. No,
All
let
right,
me call
cool.
you on it.
Call me on it
because you can't use religion. And then say, I don't believe in religion when I try to use it against you.
No, I can say
you
what you
that,
believe.
Man.
I'm trying to go with your beliefs and say, do you believe? I've
but,
said hypothetically.
But it comes from
I didn't
a very
say,
hollow place if,
I didn't
you,
say that
if
Jesus,
you don't hold yourself to that same standard.
What do you mean? That like, I don't believe in exorcisms? Because I don't believe
well,
in exorcisms,
no,
I can't
you're
believe that Jesus was a good guy?
Using religion against me, but then when I try to bring up my religion that I believe in exorcisms, you say, well, that don't matter
well, said,
to me.
I don't
and
believe
my
in
belief
exorcisms.
Doesn't matter to you now, but my belief matters to you when you're trying to prove me wrong. That's my point.
No,
it
I'm
doesn't
trying
matter
to call
you
on your
I
own
believe
beliefs.
My right. I believe
call
I'm right.
Me on my beliefs.
If I believe I'm right.
On any of my beliefs, if I am a hypocrite to what I believe, go ahead and call me out.
But
I 100%.
That's a well-known
If I'm
thing.
A hypocrite, go ahead and say, Josh, you're being a hypocrite Dude, to what you said previously.
It's a,
and so,
well, it's a well-known thing on religion, though. It's a well-known thing in arguments, especially against liberal Democrats, that they will use religion against you and not believe in it themselves. And that's a well-known thing so online. So
where
that's
is it that I don't believe in religion?
Well, you said you didn't believe in God.
I didn't believe in your God.
Okay.
I don't believe in your God that believes in exorcism and stuff like that. I have my own form of God and in what I've seen to believe. And it's not the same thing. And it doesn't come from a book. And I do believe that Jesus was a real person and he walked this world and he had a really good philosophy. And he had a good
heart. His lesson was probably the best lesson that any human could be. Exactly.
And that's what I try to follow my life by. And so that is what I do is I follow that philosophy in life. And I try to encourage others that say they believe in Jesus to do the same thing and say, hey, you should follow this guy's philosophy. I may not believe in the same religion in the same way, exactly the way you
man's
do. But this is
religion.
This is the way the church sets it up.
Right, right.
I don't believe in that. And so, what I do believe in is doing unto others is what you'd have done unto you. And almost you can call it karma. You can call it whatever. And I think that there's an energy that connects us all, and that there's good and bad, and positive and negative. And where it is, and what all that is, I don't know. And I don't claim to have the answers. But at the end of the day, I try to follow this guy's lead and say, look, he's got a good idea here, and I'm trying to follow that, and that's all I'm doing, man. And I believe the same thing as you.
His life was in his lessons, but I'm more of the type of the smacking the table, the smacking, tipping over the tax table in the mm-hmm. church and all that. I'm more of that.
But he was flipping tables. He wasn't dropping bombs on kids, man. Yeah. There's a big difference.
He was rebuking a lot of things.
But he didn't kill innocent people. There's a difference. He wasn't okay with killing innocent people, and that's where I don't think he ever would.
No.
I mean, all I can do is hypothesize. But
Definitely not kill innocent people.
I don't think he would ever be okay with Hiroshima or Nagasaki, or under any circumstances, he would not. He'd be like, I am not okay with that. We should have found some other way. And who knows? He probably would have had a lot better idea and been like, well, hell, we could have done it this way.
He could have just done this.
Probably
yep.
wouldn't have said hell. Yep. But,
he would have solved it.
Yeah, yeah. And so
I believe that. Perfect.
Right. Yeah. And so that's what I'm getting at, is that that doesn't have to ever, ever, ever be the answer. And we need to not make that the answer. We need to do anything but have that as the answer. And in the bottom line, the most logical way to create peace is do unto others what you would have done unto you. And I would not like anybody building military bases, coming into our country, or doing anything of that. And I think that when we do it to other countries, there's going to be this thing called blowback, and it's going to create perpetual wars, and it's going to go on forever until eventually we stop. And it sucks that...
So you know what part of the blowback is right now?
It's our blowback.
It's 20 pushups here. It's the people's blowback. I'm telling you what I know. If the polls are even saying that the price increase is not bothering people as bad as people thought because of the Iran, America wants this problem solved to be done with it. And our biggest hope is that we'll be done with it after this. And
I think we're just hopeful. We're in a whole different world. I'm on Facebook, and Facebook is... I don't know, man. It is not going down like the way you think it is. The people on Facebook are not okay with it. You know, there's some hardcore Trumpers that are still like, oh, this is a good idea. We're doing good things. But everybody else in the world is like, this is stupid. We need to not be here. We need not be doing this. And everybody else in the world is like, oh, well, he's like, even with the new attorney general that he put in, wasn't it like a lifelong Democrat? Wasn't he a lifelong Democrat?
I don't know.
And then he surrounded himself with like Lindsey Graham and all these other war hawks. You know what I mean? He's abandoning all the good people and all the stuff that he said he ran on his thing. And he's surrounding himself with the worst of the worst. And just, it seems like he's going all out for Israel. And
I think he's doing it like he did Fauci. I mean, he's exposed him.
What happened with
Fauci
again?
Keep your enemies close.
The two parties worked together to make sure that he was pardoned and got nothing.
He's fixing to go. They're fixing to charge him.
But Biden pardoned him.
That's all null and void.
So all
because
these,
it was
this,
auto
this
pen,
stuff
that, auto pen, all the auto pen stuff. They're like, that wasn't him.
I don't.
Yep, that's the last word that they were actually. The Justice Department is doing an investigation on him.
Well, I think him pardoning or being up for pardoning Netanyahu is probably worse than
Biden. I think it's talking.
Biden
I think it's
Fauci.
Bloviating in order to get,
But even though I don't know, pardoning Fauci is terrible. They're both. But I think at the end of the day, I think they all are in it together, and they just work together, and it's all just an illusion. That's my personal hypothesis. But, man, Pauly, I'm getting into your time again, buddy.
All right.
I guess we can
It's no big deal.
Turn it over. I'm going to do... A Horse with No Name by America.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Paulie, I greatly appreciate you doing this with me as always, brother. Thank you so much. I appreciate Lake Ozark Real Estate of the Art Studio and Damn Radio for giving us this opportunity. Thank you, listeners, for being a part of the show. I love y'all so much, and I hope y'all have a great evening. And up next, we got Eye of the Beholder with Paulie, the man, the myth, the legend. Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a wonderful evening. This is America, a Horse with No Name.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one. On a horse with no name, it felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. Give you no pain.